USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The White House is speaking directly to concerns related to a national security threat flagged by the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee this week, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
I can confirm that it is related to an anti-satellite capability that Russia is developing.
He says this capability has not been deployed by Russia and that no one is in immediate danger. Republican Mike Turner wants the Biden administration to declassify the details so they can be discussed openly in Congress. Lawmakers were briefed on Capitol Hill Thursday. In the wake of the deadly Super Bowl parade shooting in Kansas City,
Congress needs to act, and it is shameful that we have not seen more action on this.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said it's time for lawmakers to come together on a federal assault weapons ban and universal background checks. Two were killed in the Kansas City shooting, with more than 20 others wounded in the nation's 48th mass shooting of 2024. Despite Trump attorneys' best efforts to delay, trial in his New York hush money criminal case will begin on March 25th as scheduled. Trump faces 34 counts involving allegedly falsified business records linked to a hush money payment made to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Trump's attorneys argued in court Thursday the trial amounts to election interference. They were unsuccessful. Trump left the courtroom saying that it is a disgraceful situation. Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis says there are lies being told about her as a judge hears arguments over removing her from the Trump Georgia election case.
It's highly offensive when someone lies on you, and it's highly offensive when they try to implicate that you slept with somebody the first day you met with them.
Willis surprised the court. She came in not long after her special prosecutor and romantic partner Nathan Wade testified about their relationship. Willis is accused of impropriety with Wade, including potentially with money. Trump's attorneys claim it's enough to have her tossed from the case. This is USA News.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells, it eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he would rather see President Biden remain in office over a potential return of Donald Trump to the White House.
Speaking to a Russian journalist, Putin suggested that a second Biden presidency would be more favorable to Russia, citing Biden's perceived predictability and experience. Putin also dismissed concerns about Biden's cognitive health, referencing their meeting in Switzerland in 2021.
USA's John Schaefer. Two climate change activists are facing jail time after allegedly dumping a powdery substance on a case containing the U.S. Constitution. They were arrested this week at the National Archives and appeared in court for the first time Thursday. They could face up to 180 days behind bars if convicted. Data show there's a steady increase in the number of people already sending back their new Apple Vision mixed reality headsets. Among the top reasons? Discomfort. The devices cost around $3,500. People are saying it gives them headaches and motion sickness. They also complain the headset simply is not useful enough for the price. It's been 10 years since it last happened, but Neil Young and Crazy Horse are heading out on tour. It'll start in San Diego, twin shows April 24th and 25th. There'll be stops in more than a dozen cities after that, including Dallas, Phoenix, Atlanta, and New York City, before closing out in Chicago on May 23rd. The tour will be followed by a new album release. It's mainly re-recorded songs from Neil Young and Crazy Horse hits past. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.